Father, we bow before you again and we ask your precious Holy Spirit, the Lord Jehovah, to speak to us. Lord, please help us to be doers of the word. Help us to consider your calling the greatest thing in life. Help these children and everyone, those who are going to listen to this message, to surrender to you without any reservation and to work in this last day's harvest. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank once again, I want to say the Lord Holy Spirit times it so well and gives us the message, the word in time need. You know, I've been led into the ministry of deliverance, not by my choice. Never I dreamt about it. Never I wanted it. But just that God sending people with that kind of bondages. And even as I have spoken to you before, I would just read the Bible and demons will start manifest. And I have, afterwards, by the help of the Lord, to study about different kinds of spirits, demons. I have gone through and I have taught even about spirit of death. I don't know, many of you know that death is a spirit. Spirit of division. And spirit of bitterness, anger, spirit of fornication and adultery. Spirit of witchcraft. But I never considered one area, even these 24 years, never considered it deeply to know about it until these days. Now I look back when I'm rewinding my past years, I could just think that there are so many times that I've been attacked by this one spirit. And you may be surprised. You may not be. But it is so real. It is the spirit of confusion. It's a demon spirit of confusion. The word, I just looked it up to see, confusion is says disorder, not orderly. Instability, that it means you're not stable, your mind is not stable. Then they say mixture of thoughts. There are so many thoughts flooded inside. And even sometimes you can see the confusion on the face. Ezra 9:7 and Daniel 9:7 says the same thing. The confusion is seen upon our faces. The spirit of death can be seen in the eyes and the spirit of anger. If you are really in the word and praying for people, not just looking for some demon to come out of people, really you are compassionate, whether you can help people, asking the Lord will show you. Spirit of death is seen just in the eyes. Mixture of thoughts. You remember James spoke about double-mindedness? Confusion. As this person is having his mind of his own, there is another mind, another demon spirit influences or stays within that soul, or maybe more than one demon spirit, giving all kinds of thoughts. So this person has a mixture of thoughts which are confused. You don't know what to do. Injected. The Oxford Dictionary says about confusion is amazing. Mix up in the mind. Mixture. Can you see that? Oh Lord, please help us. Mixture of words, unable to understand. Mixture of ideas and plans. Sometimes I will teach and preach. Watch me. And I see these people doing this. They are unable to concentrate. They are unable to receive. There is confusion going on. They just make their foreheads like that. Mixture of ideas and plans. Watch that word, I am again and again saying mixture. Mixture of opinions. But we can have different opinions, but as long as we are just subject to one another and then pray. But if two people or a group, they're going to hold on to their opinions rigidly, I mean, there is a confusion there. Definitely there are going to be confusion. In fact, it is because of confusion that rigidness is there. Mixture of counsels. One person says this, another says that, another one says this, another, this one, this side says this. Some people listen to all preachers. What happens? Confusion. They just turn on the TV and then listen to anybody. Some people read all kinds of books. They think that's Christian. I even heard one lady said that she was reading psychic books in order to find God. Now she's ended up in confusion. Oh, in that confusion, she invited, opened up the door for psychic people inside. Mixture of counsels. Now, imagine a tree. I'm going to just, with the help of the Holy Spirit, lead you to understand. This is what the Lord gave me. Never read it anywhere, never heard it anywhere. You can take this or leave it. I am not saying this as a rule, but I saw it. So, imagine a tree with branches. You see this maple tree, right? With branches on. Have you seen it with branches? And especially when there are no leaves, you can see the branches well. Going that way, going that way, that way. Kind of. So you, and then you see the trunk, right? The branches are a type of division. A what? Division. The trunk of the tree is deception. This is what just came in my heart this morning. And the root, I never thought. Excuse me. Confusion. The root is what? Confusion is the root. Deception is the trunk. And the result is division. We must always find the root. When there is division taking place, what was the root? No, deception. Confusion. Deception is the trunk. See, can you see? You're finding even difficult to take it in now. Listen prayerfully. Listen humbly. Listen fearfully. The soil where the roots are buried. Now I'm coming to the soil. What is the root stands for? Confused. The soil is witchcraft. It thrives. So whenever there is witchcraft, there is manipulation, there is intimidation, there is domination, there is always what? Confusion. And when confusion comes, the demon, other one comes, deception. And when deception comes, division. So it always starts with witchcraft, but it breeds confusion. Confusion. Genesis chapter 11, verse 1. You remember the people, they had one language and then they wanted to build a tower for themselves, to make a name for themselves. They say that this is the beginning of the religion, the beginning of man trying to make a name for himself. So God saw that, their act, they were trying to do for themselves, to make a name for themselves, leaving God out. Verse 4, and they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are in one, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. When we have one language, nothing will be able to stop us. Get a revelation there. When we speak, every one of us, about the call and the kingdom, the devil is actually put into confusion. So the Lord, come, let us go down, verse 7, and then confuse their language. So now he changes their languages. There came confusion. They could not go on with the work. God had to do this because they were getting already into the hands of the devil, shutting him outside. The Creator knows well. So what happened? They started to speak to one another. They couldn't understand. Why? They were confused. When two people argue, they continue arguing. Why? There is confusion. They cannot understand each other. The spirit of confusion comes and then makes them confused. They can't receive understanding. They need now deliverance, not counsel. Confusion is a demon spirit. So the Lord scattered them abroad and from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. So, because God was left out, God brought this thing into them in order that the people to be scattered all over the earth. That was his plan in creation. Not to segregate in one place, that they should fill the earth, should be scattered all over the earth. Different races, different people. But we should always know that God is not the author of confusion. The spirit of confusion comes from the devil. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 is very clear. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. Man, I tell you, I am learning this while I am saying this to you, and even the things that the Lord gave me this, even this through this week. And I never knew that I was going to speak this today. 14:33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Confusion and peace cannot stay together. Wherever peace is there, there cannot be confusion. Wherever confusion is there, there cannot be peace. James chapter 3, verse 14 to 16. James chapter 3, verses 14 to 16. But if you have, this is writing to the children of God, not to the Gentiles. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. Now the Holy Spirit says, if you got bitterness and envy and everything inside your heart, don't just brag about and say that you are born again and you are that and you are speaking tongues and then you are doing da 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 whatever for the Lord. They don't. The worldly people have got that. So what have you got boast about? This wisdom, you remember, there is the wisdom of God, there is a twisted wisdom of the devil. Wisdom of this world. Sometimes it may sound very good. Can even give you some promotion or whatever to go and work in certain place. It may be very good, but it is not, it may not be the wisdom of God. This wisdom does not descend from above. That means it didn't come from God, but is earthly. Where does it start? Earthly level. It is sensual. The King James says, I think, sensual? Yeah, actually the word soulish is not in English, actually. But in some other languages, in French and other languages they have. We have for spirit, we have spiritual, but we don't have soul, we don't have the word soulish. It's a tragedy. So it is earthly, soulish, and demonic. It is earthly, it comes through the soul, but has got the root where? Demonic. When these things come from the origin of the soul, there is a demon spirit working behind. The Amplified Bible clearly says that before we came to know the Lord, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. But then even after coming to know the Lord, when we go about in our daily walk and then, you know, depending on our soul, not that we purposely depend on our soul, that has been our walk, our life before. Now, only for major things, problems and things that we cannot solve, we depend on the Lord. Other things, we just use our own wisdom. And many times we get into problem. And ask the Lord, why? Why didn't you stop me? And God will say, you never asked me. Even sometimes we ask and then run about and go and do the thing. We don't wait. Okay. Verse 16. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. So that means anywhere, if there is strife and envy and bitterness and evil speaking, backbiting, or speaking about believers behind is there, it is because of what? Confusion. The spirit of confusion has come upon, is influencing them. That's why they talk. Any two or three or four, or talking inside the rooms. Aaron and Miriam, they were confused. That's why they spoke about Moses. That's why God has come and say, hey, were you not scared to talk about my servant? The spirit of confusion came and took the fear of God away. David was not confused. That's why he said, I will never touch the anointed man. You know why David was not confused? He was always living in the word. He was always writing psalms and praising God. Even at the time of trouble, he was writing psalms. Lord, I am in trouble. Where are you? Why do you hide yourself, Lord? I'm in trouble. I call in the morning. I call at night. You are not listening to me. Where are you? Why do you hide? You read Psalm 13, 14 and all the other rest of the Psalms. In agony he's writing. But he said, I have more understanding than all my teachers because I love your word, Lord. You read Psalm 119 and see how many times he talks about, I have so much understanding. I have light, Lord, because of your word. So wherever all these things are there, it is because the root problem, what is there? spirit of confusion has come in. It comes and confuses with all kinds of thoughts. These demons comes and they just twist our thought pattern, and then we think that we are only thinking, we are only talking, and the confusion comes, and then deception comes. We just keep on shooting at each other. That's the trick of the devil, in order to bring what? Division. Any house that is divided against itself cannot stand. Stand what? Stand the test. When the parents and children are divided, when the husband and wife are divided, when the pastor and the believers, certain group is divided, or believers to believers divided, there is a problem. We cannot overcome the enemy to a total victory. A house that is divided against itself cannot stand, Jesus said. That is also true of an individual person. If your mind says something, your spirit says something, and then you are confused, divided, you cannot stand against the enemy. You got to get the soul in line with the word of God. You have to train. We need to train the soul, our mind, saturated with the word of God. Kenneth Copeland is writing in one of his books, most of the time in the early days, he used to spend 5, 6, 7, 8 hours all the time that they would, you know, having a shave, they put the tape recorder, they would carry the tape recorder, and all that, they just lived in the word until the word of God took control of their spirit, soul, and body. They just lived in the word. Dived into it. See that? So is the root problem is confusion. So when the devil wants to divide a group, divide a family, divide whatever, you know what he sends first thing? Demons of? Speak to me. Confusion. Confusion. You talk something I won't understand. I talk to you something you won't understand. No, I'm just trying to. No, please understand. No man, he's not going to understand. No. They made up their mind. Already. Confusion. Yeah? When there is confusion, people do weird things, totally weird things. And you ask, what on earth is this? This is real devil. Yeah, it's the devil. But what kind of spirit was there? I want to show you something. Maybe you read it, maybe you didn't see it. Leviticus 18:23. Are you seriously listening to this? If so, say yes. 18:23. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast. That means to have sex with a beast, an animal. To defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Unless confusion hits them, they will not do that. You ask them, why did you do that? My God. God says, he goes to the root. He doesn't say it's just the devil. What is the spirit? Confusion. Why? They're getting married, man and man, woman and woman. Why is that? Confusion. The demon of confusion. That's right. See? Now, when the spirit of confusion is there, not only you will do evil things, weird things, you will also speak weird words. You will say, what did he say? What is this? What did you say it again? And that confuses you when you listen. Because they'll give out confusion. Exodus 32. Now, when Moses was getting delayed, the people started to murmur, right? And then they said, we want a God to serve. Because we don't know about this man I was talking to you about yesterday. This man, I don't know what happened about Moses. Who brought us out of Egypt? Moses never brought them. It was God. And so they said, make us gods. Now watch this. And then he did it. Aaron, being the high priest, the man of God, did it. And you say, how come Aaron, Pastor Aaron, why did you do that? You are associate of Moses. 23 and 24. Now Moses comes and asks Aaron, see what he says. For they said unto me, make us gods. We shall go before us, and as for this Moses, the man who brought us out from the land of Egypt, we do not know what become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. Can you see that language? I mean, you feel like honestly punching them when you talk like this. You threw that gold and then a calf came out. What's happening to Aaron? Confusion. Now, let me say this. Confusion attacks servants of God when people murmur and talk behind them. Demons of confusion are released when the church people, some families, they go yak and talk, criticizing the pastor or his wife or anyone at home. They go, or in gathering places or inside the car while after the church is over, they go biting or they go speaking evil. What did James say? Why did they do that? There is confusion. Because of confusion, they are doing that. Now, when they speak, they release these confusion demons to that servant of God, to that family. And now I know. And you ask me, have you been confused in times past, Pastor? Many times. And I always use just an attack of the devil. But only through the help of the Lord, I have received a revelation that it is this confusion spirit, demon spirits. They come and confuse the servant of God. Can you see Aaron? How can you do that, Aaron? You heard the voice of God. You brought them out from Egypt with wonders done by God. You know that your brother Moses is a man of God too. And just because he got delayed and the people said, oh, make us, what on earth has happened to you? People's murmuring released those demons that came and attacked Aaron's mind. They can speak all kinds of evil against the servant of God's family. The wife can take a run from that family, leaving the husband, the pastor. Or you can get connected and get married to another ordinary person was in the church. It has happened here in Canada, in Scarborough. Why? Confusion. How did it come? Talking, evil speaking behind them. Yeah, we'll pray. See? I always wondered, Moses, wait a minute, you're a man of God, Moses. You're the most humblest person. Make the meekest. How come, Moses, you just opened your mouth and yelled, you people, you want water, and then just you blew your temper and then you hit that rock twice and God honored it even though. Why did you do that, Moses? Why? You were the most, you were so elderly and old in that age, right? Are you listening to me? And only it dawned in me these days that the spirits of confusion released by the murmuring, backbiting of all those people, did they murmur against him? They did. And it just came and confused him. Even though the Lord said, Moses, speak to the mountain, Moses, the rock. The rock is Jesus Christ. Speak, Moses. He heard it clearly. And in front of all those people, he came and just slashed it, beat the thing twice. Confusion. Can you see that? Murmuring, backbiting, evil speaking, talking behind children of God releases demons of confusion, which comes to confuse in order to bring the deception, in order to bring the division. And the devil laughs. We got them. We got them. They can't stand now. But Jesus himself said, house that is divided against itself cannot stand. When confusion strikes, people want to leave the ministry. Do you know how many pastors have left their calling and gone? Recently I heard about a precious pastor, even who prophesied over me in New Zealand. I heard that he has left this ministry. He's in a secular job. He was a real man of God, doing really good. But I knew that there was lots of murmurings and backbitings going on in his church. I was so sorry to hear that. Left his calling into a secular job. I read in Dr. John Paul, John's book, that many pastors, they get into secular jobs. Here in Canada, 9 to 5. And then run, finish up their work and run to the church and stay behind the pulpit. What kind of confusion is this? 1 Kings 19. And you are just thinking, what about you, pastor? Did you feel that you should leave the ministry? My darling, many times. What about in Canada, pastor? Many times. I was talking to one sister and then I said, how do you feel? And she opened them. No. Before that, I have to come. I said, Lord, I don't know. I just feel like Elijah. I want to just get lost and run away. So I just come and then I asked this sister, I prayed inside the car, talking to the Lord inside the car, right? So I meet this sister and I ask her, how do you feel, sister? Oh, brother, I don't want to stay here. I want to go somewhere. I want to go. Everything is stupid. I want to go somewhere. I don't like to stay. And she was telling my situation. And I knew. Oh, confusion. Maybe you felt like that. Spirits of confusion may come in order just to get you away from the group. Don't stay with them. 1 Kings 19:3. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I don't even use this Bible very often, but I just turned it, it's there. Elijah was an instrument of bringing the power, miraculous power of God in Mount Carmel, right? And now after killing all those prophets, and now Jezebel threatens to kill him. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, where he belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. Man, after performing that miracle, after the ministry, a countdown. Are you listening to me? And when everyone should be rejoicing, here comes the attack of the spirit of witchcraft, words of threatening. I will kill you. And Elijah leaves his ministry, takes off. He ran for his life. A man of God, mighty prophet, who's just stood before the Baal, the prophets of Baal, and said, you call upon your God and see. Maybe shout loud. He's sleeping or gone for a, I don't know. And now, he took off. The spirit of witchcraft, the soil of the root. What was the root? Confusion. And you know, in verse 9, he runs away and then he goes to that Horeb, that mountain. And God has to ask him, Elijah, what are you doing here? Here? Yeah? Wait a minute. Lord, what? Never said that I got so frightened. Now, he left his ministry. So he should have been doing something else. They are probably going against Jezebel now. He should have asked, Lord, what do you want me to do with this threat this woman is giving? You brought fire down on. What is next? What do you want me to do? Shall I take off or stay here? Now, that mighty man of God, confused, left his ministry, left his anointing. He goes there and God says, what are you doing here? Well, the correct answer is nothing. I'm just trying to preserve my life. They're trying to kill me. I'm the only one left. And God says, excuse me, there are 7,000 people who have not bowed their knees to Baal. Elijah, now come on, go back. I got work for you. God sends him back with to anoint Jehu and Elisha. Jehu as king and Elisha in his place to deal with Jezebel. Oh, I tell you. Study about Jehu's ministry. We need more Jehu's horse today. Throw her down. Who is on my side? God has got people for every kind of work to cut the roots of the enemy. So confusion made Elijah to run away from his place of ministry. Confusion. Witchcraft was the one that threatened him. And when he got the threat, the dangerous words, his mind was confused with fear. What was going to happen? Demas left Paul because of confusion. He loved the world, how confusion came inside his mind. So after serving the Lord with Paul for many years, he now sees something and then he leaves him. And others who left Paul, the spirit of confusion. I think last night we were going through number 16 about Korah, and God called Korah, and his people to minister to the congregation. They had a calling and a ministry, but confusion came and he started to attack Moses. So Moses said, is it a small thing for you, your calling? God separated you from your family, from your people, to serve him in this way, near the tabernacle? Why do you think it's a small thing? Why did he Confusion makes you think your calling small. Confusion will put your calling behind your back. Confusion will make you focus on the other people's faults. It'll change your focus. What a dangerous demon spirit this is. Confusion will minimize and bring your calling small, that you can hardly see it. Oh well, I've been in this church and I've been studying the Bible. There's nothing happening. Confusion. How many people stay in churches confused? They don't know where they are going. So, with the help of God, know this by revelation. Attack this demon spirit of confusion. Don't try to explain and argue. You get into the confusion. You cannot go and talk behind the person without confusion. Only through confusion you do that. Because we are a body. We are a body. I heard Derek Prince say people have talked behind ministers of God. They have been talking all kinds of evil. And some ministers die. Because spirits are released through words. How many ministries have been destroyed by God's people because the devil has been using their mouths to criticize them? Yeah. And words go be, the spirits go behind those words and attack them. So know this for sure. When we talk behind, we release spirits of confusion. If we talk, they think you pray, get, expose everything to them. We did like this. We were just on this. Fine. And better, even better, don't talk. Call the person and talk. So, confusion is a vicious demon spirit that makes many believers not to consider their call the greatest thing. It's a heavenly call. It's a high call. It's a holy call. Call of God in your life. You can be sure. You can really build your faith in that. God, you have called me. No one wanted me, but you called me, Lord. I was of no use in my family. I had not that much of an education, Lord. I failed in everything in life, Lord. I've been just thrust out as a trash. But you called me. That's why the Bible says the Holy Spirit, consider your calling, my brethren. Not many noble, not many wise. God has chosen what? The weak. Yeah. So confusion is that, you know, brings all these things. Acts chapter 19, verse 29. Acts 19, 29. There is confusion broke out in Paul's ministry wherever he went. Spirits of confusion just troubled the people and brought, and the whole city was filled with confusion, and having caught Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's companions in travel, they rushed with one accord into the theater. Confusion bring commotion, unrest, uproar. Yeah. Confusion. So once again, I would just want to remind you, when you see the tree, the branches all divided, and then the trunk, then you have the root, and you have the soil. The divided branches are division. The trunk is the spirit of deception, right? And the roots, confusion, and the soil is witchcraft. Oh, confusion, just whenever there is witchcraft thing going on in a church or in a family, there will be confusion. Peter was confused when he stopped the Lord from going to Jerusalem. And the Lord had turned back and rebuked him. Now, how can we keep the confusion away from us, from our families, and the church? You know, the Lord said to pray, give us this day our daily bread in Matthew, I think it's 6th chapter. The Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. The daily bread is the bread, the revelation word that we can eat. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Rhema word. A word that is revealed, God speaking to us in a daily basis. Revelation, light coming from the word daily. When we, that becomes our food. Man shall not live by bread, that means the bread that the bakeries bake, but by every word that proceeds, not proceeded, not will proceed, proceeds, present tense. So we need that word. And that gives us a light. And that light keeps confusion away. Sometimes the people who are around you will be confused, and you can come into that confusion. When a house full of confusion is there, let's say a husband or wife is all the time fighting and all, his children will be confused. The father says something to the child, the mother says something to the child, the result is confusion. Mixture of words, mixture of counsels. Why people are confused in their minds? Because make sure they are receiving all kinds of thoughts. All kinds of demons are speaking to them. Or they're meditating and they are all their problems. So they're confused. They can't take up any decision. Confusion can be seen on the face. That's why I said Ezra 9:7 and Daniel 9:7. So we need to have the daily manna to eat. You cannot avoid this. How many times the devil attacks us to get away from the word of God? And especially in places like this, in foreign countries, there are so many important things to do. There are some work to do at home, outside. We need to go. It's a rush, 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 rush. So we are unable to spend quality time and feed our spirit and soul. We need to feed, not read, feed. You can't read a recipe and then think that you have fed your stomach. We need to be. We must say, Lord, feed me, Lord. I'm hungry. See? Isaiah chapter 55. Thus saith the Lord. You do not know how the Lord is helping me. Praise the name of Jesus. Keep your judgment. Do just. Isaiah 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. There is wine, there is milk, there is water. Everything is in the word. Come and eat freely. Come, come, come. I'm inviting you. God is speaking here. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor and for that which is satisfied not? How many people are working day and night and their lives are not satisfied? Huh? I heard some people, they buy houses, that, this, everything, buy the car, buy the house, buy everything. Everything is in mortgage. Everything is in credit card. And one, just now recently, one person said, Pastor, do you know this person has credit card, bought everything for $50,000. And they had no peace. And this person is confessing, oh, I must die. I'm not going to live. I'm not going to live. Probably next year after, I will die. I will die. So I asked this brother, why didn't you tell him? Oh, we told him, Pastor, but they don't listen. No peace. Confusion comes. Spirit of death comes. So where will people find time for God? Imagine quality time, feeding their spirit. God says, come and eat. No time for God. Oh God, come freely eat. I'll give you, I'll feed you. I'll give you wine. I'll give you milk. I will give you water, living waters. Come without money. Don't you have? If you don't have, don't worry. Come and eat. Look at this. Hearken diligently to me and eat ye that which is good. He's talking about spiritual food. And let your soul delight itself in fatness. God wants to make your soul healthy and fat. Fat means strong. You remember in the Psalms it was said that Israel asked for meat. He gave them, but he sent leanness into their soul. So their soul became like a deflated balloon. Fear, depression, confusion. Their soul was sick. He gave them what they wanted, but there was leanness in their soul. But God says here, come and eat. I will give you good things. And your soul will be fat, strong. What do you mean by that? You will be free from fear, torment, confusion, nothing. Confusion cannot come near you because your soul is full, cleansed and full of the word. There is no easy way. There is no drive-through in the spiritual walk. Drive with one hand and drink with the other hand and pour down everything on your lap. And no, we need to give time to our Creator, to our Savior. We need to feed our spirit and soul. It's not just reading. People just read in routine. I know there are people in many churches, and it's all here in other churches, they will read in routine way, morning and evening a little bit. Maybe they carry their Bibles to their workplace and read a little bit there. I don't say it's bad, but they don't receive most of the time the bread. You must receive the revelation bread. The devil is frightened of that. When the revelation comes in, man, I tell you, you will be like a lion. You will say, come, you devil. Let's see. So your soul delights itself in fatness. Verse 3, incline your ear and come unto me. Hear and your soul shall live. Your soul shall what? Live. That means your soul will never be attacked by darkness and then become lean and fearful and depressed. And no. Confusion cannot come. Your soul shall live. Confusion comes, your soul is not living. It's sick. It is sick. Your soul shall live. Let them know that there are these things also here. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God become anchor to our soul. It has to daily. Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 17 to 19. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was. What are the two immutable things? God the Holy Spirit, one, the person of God, and God's word, the promises. The promises are. When we are depending on the Lord Holy Spirit and we are just holding on to the word of God, that becomes an anchor. You know what an anchor is for the ship? It prevents the ship getting drifted away into the sea, right? Anchor for the soul. Anchor. Let confusion come. The anchor will hold you down. The ship may shake a little bit, but then it'll be held by that anchor. Depend on the voice of God, the Holy Spirit, and the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. The anchor of the soul. James 1:21 says, we need to receive the word of God with meekness. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness, superfluity, of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Able to what? And receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Can you see that? Which is able to save your what? Souls. Save your soul from witchcraft, from confusion, deception, all these things. We need to be rooted and grounded in the word of God and the love of God. We cannot grow in the Lord unless we grow in the word. And we must receive a revelation word. Otherwise it becomes a knowledge thing, and then you will start criticizing and attacking everyone. And you'll walk like as if you're walking on heels. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25 or 26 or 28. Ephesians, Jesus said to, he cleanses the body with the word of God. He cleanses the church. 5:26. We need to wash our spirit, soul and body, watch me, with the word of God. We need to confess, we need to meditate, we need to speak the word of God. You know what is happening to me as I'm speaking the word of God now? My spirit and soul and body being cleansed. And as you are hearing it fearfully and prayerfully, you're being cleansed, because it is the cleansing power. Jesus uses the word of God to get all the dirt away, all the darkness away, every division away, every confusion away, every deception away, every bondage away. He sent his word and healed them. We think healing means it's only sickness. No, man. Healing the inner wounds, healing depression, healing confusion. The word, you take the word away, you are left with confusion with a capital C. That's all. When the word is not going into the soul daily, we cannot avoid getting into confusion. And the last thing I want to say is, during the day, throughout the day, to stay in the light, we need to talk according to the word. Isaiah 8, 19 to 20. If we do not speak according to this word, we have no light. Our conversation, our normal talking should be in line with God's word. We should never talk like the worldly. We should never decide like the worldly. We should never make our plans like the worldly. When I say worldly, it's not the Hindus and the Buddhists and the, I'm talking about even Christians living without any difference. They never talk about soul winning. They never talk about repentance. They never talk about serving the Lord. They are living for themselves, using Jesus as their family doctor, or using Jesus as their member of parliament, the MP for that area. Any problem, run to him. Otherwise, leave him alone. Jesus is not your MP. He is the president of the universe. Amen. And he sent a representative to represent him. Who is that? The Lord, Holy Spirit. So unless we do these things and put God's word, and every time that we speak and share one another with God's word, and anybody says something, you can always ask, where does it come? Your principle, what you're talking, show me. Where does it say? Which book? What book? Okay, then you are confused. If you say what book, there is only one book. It's the Bible. If you do not talk according to this word, it is because there is no light. So check up your conversation. We have to check up our conversation. What are we talking? So when we talk like the others, confusion just comes. And we cannot avoid it. May the Lord reveal this to you. Amen.